day 63, going from natural to supernatural. The real power for change in our lives and in this world comes when our intellect and emotions are emboldened by a prompting from the intermingling of spirits to take action. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 112. The soul is a powerful source of the impetus for change. Heroes have been made when brave men and women simply won't accept defeat, no matter what the cost. It is when the will, intellect, and emotions combine to help individuals obtain a goal that almost anything is possible. As powerful as the soul might be at times, the soul alone is nothing compared to what it could be when it is backed up and led by the spirit that is within us all. Where the soul is mostly natural, the spirit is supernatural. Anything with the word super before it is something we need to take notice of, pay attention to, and let be the controlling factor in life. It is when the spirit is allowed to be the force behind the soul that the focusing of will, intellect, and emotions can produce results that are way beyond what one would normally expect. There are many characters in the Bible with story after story where the soul is emboldened by the Spirit and things happen that can only be described as biblical. David, Gideon, Moses, Elijah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Joshua, not to mention Jesus, were all examples of the Spirit bolstering the power of the soul in ways that caused big things to happen. One of my favorite stories that shows the contrast between the power of the soul and the power of the Spirit is the story of Samson. Samson was a character in the Old Testament of the Bible. He was born with a unique gift, the ability to have superhuman strength. That strength would remain with Samson as long as he never cut his hair. Why God chose this unusual sign of power to be a part of his life is a mystery to me. Sometimes the supernatural is just hard to explain. Samson lived a life that was controlled by the soul. He went where he wanted and did as he pleased. Not even a prowling lion was matched for Samson. When attacked, he killed it with his bare hands. As Samson grew to appreciate the unique gift he had, I believe that the soul took over in ways that often happens when we become too enamored with our own abilities and accomplishments. Samson let his will and intellect and emotions be led in ways that best suited him. His lifestyle took him into situations where he began to see his supernatural abilities as something that was just natural to him. More and more, he chose to forget the God that gave him those powers in the first place. As Samson dove deeper and deeper into his self-guided ways, he got himself into a situation where the secret of his strength was discovered and enemies removed his hair and therefore his strength. Samson ended up being tortured and ridiculed before his enemies. Then Samson woke up and asked God the following. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more." Judges 16:24. God answered his prayer, and Samson's strength returned one more time, and as a result, he destroyed the temple where so many of the enemies of God were gathered to mock God through Samson. Not only did many of God's enemies die that day, so did Samson. Samson's strength was lost when his soul rose up and made it so that he took the super part of his natural power for granted. His strength returned when he cried out to the power behind anything supernatural. When God was invited back in Samson's life, his soul surrendered to the Spirit. That is the foundation for the power we all want and need in our lives. Today is going to be filled with event after event that can only be described as natural. I happen to think that there is supposed to be some super in the natural that we will face today. How do we get supernatural to happen in our lives? I can tell you for a fact it isn't as a result of our souls being more focused. Supernatural can only happen when we let the Spirit of God be the fire that lights the way for our souls as our wills, intellect, and emotions do what they do best. Supernatural is the destiny of the children of God. Make today be a super day by allowing your spirit to control, guide, and release the natural power that we all have in ways that make the supernatural possible.